You know what's really interesting? From our aerial view, where we see everything that you are living. This is one of the things that we think when you croak will amuse you most of all. At least that's what we hear from recent croakers. The stream is so magnificent that it inevitably carries you to everything that you want, eventually. And the faster you turn and go with it willingly, the faster you receive it. So many of you have your back to downstream, your nose is pointed upstream, and you're paddling so hard that even though your current is strong enough, the stream of well-being is so strong, it's taking you toward what you want anyway. You don't see it. You float right by it. You miss your opportunities because you're not a vibrational match to them, so you don't see them. Where if you're in this relaxed state of trusting and expecting, it's so much easier. You have a very good picture of that, don't you? You are powerful creators who have come here with great reason, and you are so much more than you see here in these physical bodies. And when you allow yourself to relax a little from where you are and turn and go with the flow, you are going to discover in your first day of making a decision about that, the power of this stream. You're going to discover the power of this stream and the power of the law of attraction and the power of your worthiness and the eternal nature of your being. Life is supposed to be good for you. It is supposed to feel good. It is supposed to feel fun. It is supposed to feel good to you. You never came forth for the struggle, but you did come forth for the contrast, because the contrast gives birth to the power of the stream. The contrast puts what you want in vibrational escrow. The contrast causes the expansion of your being. So how can I be in my physical body and benefit by the contrast and still become the being that life causes me to be? By being alert and awake, and by not being afraid of what comes, and by taking it in, and by seeing what I don't want and knowing what I do want, and then by caring so much about how I feel that I'm always reaching for the best feeling thought that I can find. And before you know it, the contrast of your life will not be this raging contrast. When you really know what you don't want, you really know what you do want, but you're far apart. So the more you turn and go with the flow, what begins to happen to you is your contrast becomes less exaggerated. Now, for those of you who like the drama of it, you might not want to go this softer way. But you can reach the place where contrast says, I'd like that, you go with the flow and you receive it. I'd like that, you go with the flow and you receive it. I'd like that. So you want it, you get it, 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 you want it, you get it. We could go on. You want it, you get it, you want it, you get it, you want it, you get it. But the way you play it is, you want it, you don't have it. You want it, you don't have it. You want it, you don't have it. I 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 want it. I don't have 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 it. You don't have it either. You don't have it. You don't have it. You don't have it. You don't have it. I see you don't have it. How do you like not having it? You don't like it either? I don't like not having it. I don't like not having it. They've got it. We don't have it. We don't have it. We should join the group. Those against not having it. Those against not having what we want. And the more you don't have it, the more you want it. And the more you talk about not having it, the more you want it. So you get your stream moving faster and faster and faster. And then you say, you know, I don't really feel that good. And we say, that's because your life has caused you to get this rip-roaring stream, and you're joining these groups that aren't going with the stream, and you're tearing yourself apart. And you say, I know, I saw the x-ray. I know, I got the blood test. And we say, just let go. Just let go. Just let go of whatever it is that doesn't feel good, and you'll begin going with the flow. Do you know that you're not sick because you think specifically of sickness? Oh, once you're sick, you stay sick because you think of the sickness. But you're not sick because you think of sickness. You're sick because you don't like that man at work. You're sick because you feel unfulfilled. You're sick because someone disagreed with you and betrayed you 25 years ago, and you've talked about it every day since. You're sick because you're beating the drum of unwanted stuff, and your stream is not slowing down, because this isn't Disneyland. And no one can turn off the stream. You don't want it to be turned off. It's the call of life. It's the call of source, you see.